Most American men would never be caught dead wearing a skirt. The very idea is just a little bit too feminine to contemplate. But a new museum exhibit raises the question of how we came to think of skirts as feminine at all. Men wear them in parts of Africa, parts of Asia, and Scotland, the home of the kilt. Ancient Roman soldiers wore skirts made of tough leather armor. Skirts are the subject of an exhibition that is in its first weekend at the Costume Institute of the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City. The show is called Brave Hearts, Men and Skirts. And curator Andrew Bolton is brave enough to join us from his office near the exhibition. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
I understand that your exhibit begins with a quote from the Old Testament.
It's from Deuteronomy, and it says, a woman shall not wear anything that pertains to a man, nor shall a man put on a woman's garment, for whoever does these things is an abomination to the Lord your God.
So there's an instruction.
There's an instruction. But what's so strange is that when that was actually written, men were actually wearing skirted garments.
Yeah, people didn't have pants.
Exactly. They were wearing tunics, and men and women were both wearing tunics. So it's a strange quote.
So take me figuratively through your exhibit there. What kind of skirts would I see?
Well, there's a vast array. The first gallery looks at the idea of men in skirts, women in trousers. So the very first piece in the exhibition is a costume that was developed by Amelia Bloomer, who was a dress reformer in the mid-19th century.
Amelia Bloomer?
Amelia Bloomer, and her advocates were called Bloomerites. And she would wear a dress combined with trousers. And it was about 1850s, and it was the very first example of women wearing exposed trouser-like garments. And I paired that with a wonderful Jean-Paul Gaultier piece in which he's also combining trousers with a skirt.
Jean-Paul Gaultier is a modern designer who's working on things today.
That's right. And he developed his first skirt for men in the mid-80s.
And most of the major designers are now?
They are. Most of the major designers are represented in the exhibition. But what's so peculiar, they're looking around, not peculiar, but we're looking around the exhibition. In actual fact, I always find whenever you see a man in a skirt, instead of it diminishing his masculinity, I find it often enhances it.
What about the man looks masculine in a skirt, if I may ask?
Well, I think it's primarily because so many... We're also used to seeing men in trousers, that when you see a man in a skirt, you're immediately aware of that it's a man in a skirt. So as a result, the first thing people think about is really genitalia. They see him, and they see his exposed legs, and they see him as a masculine sexual presence.
That's really great to know. I suppose as we walk through the gallery there, you've got different lengths of men's skirts. You've got the ankle-length skirt, the knee-length skirt. Their mini skirt?
Absolutely. And I think what's interesting is a lot of the more extreme examples in the exhibition, which you come across in the subcultural style section, such as a punk, new romantic, grunge, and hip-hop, and how these countercultural movements have taken on the skirt. In there, you do see a mini rubber kilt worn by Adrian Young from the band No Doubt. And it's almost as if whenever rock stars want to give themselves an edge on stage, they do adopt skirt-like garments.
So... you ever wear any of this stuff?
I have. I actually wore one to the opening on Monday, and I did cheat. I did wear it with trousers, but it was still very liberating to wear it.
You wore it with trousers?
I'm afraid I did. I haven't got a very well-turned calf, so I wore it with trousers.
Because I have to tell you something. As it happens, I wasn't all that excited about this, but some people on our staff certainly were, and they went out and got me a skirt from a company called 21st Century Kilts, and I'm wearing it right now. It's a little cold.
A little bit chilly. Yeah, they're wonderful. It's run by a guy called Harry Nicholsby, and he comes from a family of kilt makers. So he's interesting because he's a good example of somebody who's making a traditional kilt and uses more street fabrics like denim, leather, camouflage, a very urban fashionability.
I was going to ask if you had any idea why you think these skirts have not caught on with the general public, but the fact that even you felt it was necessary to wear pants with your skirt to your own opening might answer the question for me.
Well, I think that I do think when the show is interesting, it does attempt to try and challenge one's preconceived ideas of skirts on men. But I think, as I said, a lot of it took women a long time to actually start wearing trousers, and it was primarily because society redefined ideal femininities. And I think that when society starts redefining masculinity and what it is to be a man, then I think that perhaps men might be more encouraged to wear skirts.
Andrew Bolton is the curator of Bravehearts, Men in Skirts, at the Metropolitan Museum of Art's Costume Institute in New York City. It runs until February 8th. Mr. Bolton, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.